We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay and Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukh Batur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hutoosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiao Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, USA-based ExxonMobil plans to produce an alternative fuel from algae. In humanitarian news, Formosan or Taiwanese medical team provides care to Tibetan people in northwest India. In health news, the Vegetarian Hall is a main attraction of a trade fair in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 10th, is the National Day of Belize, called St. George's Key Day. Adjacent to the Caribbean Sea, east of Guatemala and Mexico, Belize was once part of the ancient Mayan civilization with vestiges of temples and palaces that can still be seen. Belize is known for its relaxed atmosphere and its idyllic tropical waters with outstanding diving opportunities. We wish the citizens of Belize a marvelous National Day with blessings.
Years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television made our debut broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Since then, with the grace of Providence, we have grown in coverage areas and content to serve global audiences around the clock. We especially offer our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her benevolent vision, wise guidance, and meticulous care, which has made our channel possible. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's third anniversary.
Congratulations. As Governor of the State of Illinois, I am pleased to congratulate Supreme Master Television on the occasion of your third anniversary. Your programming's message of worldwide love, peace and harmony, expressed through humanitarian efforts, environmentalism, philanthropy, and art, have given millions of people hope and spiritual direction. In these troubled times in our world, your network's policy of broadcasting only constructive programs that bring out the best of humanity and are beneficial to our society is more refreshing and encouraging than ever. I hope that the special programs planned by Supreme Master Television as part of your anniversary celebration serve to uplift and enlighten viewers, as well as encourage other networks to broadcast more positive and beneficial programming. Hopefully, these actions will inspire viewers to dedicate themselves to humanitarian and service work in their communities. Congratulations again on this milestone. On behalf of the people of Illinois, I offer my best wishes for your continued success. Sincerely, Pat Quinn.
Happy anniversary, Supreme Television. Thank you.
无上师电视台已经进入三周年了，我在这里非常的敬佩，因为它有总共有14个卫星平台在播出，每个礼拜7天，每天24小时，在宣扬无上师的相关的新闻跟理念，而且无上师电视台它都是很正面的。很积极的来报道这些，有关环保、健康、慈悲这一方面的内容，所以我在这里特别的祝福啊，在这个推动文化跟生活融入啊我们的宗教活动，那这些把生活、把救地球的节能减碳还有素食这方面结合在一起的这么好的电视台。
Flying news. Heavy rain and flooding in central Mexico. Torrential rains on Sunday caused loss of life for two people in Mexico City, with two still missing as heavy rainfall flooded 20 neighborhoods and city officials evacuated 1,500 people from their homes. Four subway stations also became inoperable due to flooding, and cars on some streets were found floating in up to 5 feet of water. United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon, who was visiting the country for a disarmament meeting, travelled to the affected area with Mexican President Felipe Calderón and offered UN relief aid. Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai on September 9th requested that our Native Association members go help the most in need, including the bereaved, elderly, sick and injured. Our gratefulness, Secretary General Ban, President Calderón, and Mexico, for your timely visit and pledge of assistance. We appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's swift and caring initiatives. We send condolences to the bereaved families, along with our heartfelt wishes for the soon recovery of the flood-affected to the stability of their day-to-day lives. May such calamities be eased through our kinder care of each other and the ecosphere.
Storm costs lives in Latin America. An unexpected cold front with winds that turned into tornadoes in some places swept across northern Argentina, southern Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, claiming 10 lives in Argentina and 4 in Brazil, along with at least 50 others who were injured. Winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour and hail toppled trees and destroyed homes and crops, with the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo reporting floods amid skies that were dark as night. Argentine Provincial Minister Daniel Franco stated, "We have always had very strong winds and torrential rain here, but this was a phenomenon never seen before. Houses were completely destroyed."
Upon hearing of these traumatic events, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately asked our association members to search for the most vulnerable and desperate, then do what they can to comfort and aid people. Saying that funds are available, she pledged an initial $40,000 and requested that our Native Association members of these countries bring her love and condolences to the victims. This amount could purchase $183,000 in emergency supplies in the United States, based on the average cost of living in the affected countries. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern and support to those in need.
Our sympathies go to the families who have lost loved ones as we pray for the protection and soon restored lives of the afflicted. With the grace of the divine, may humanity's gentler tread on the planet bring greater stability to our earth.
Flash floods in Turkey. A huge downpour on Tuesday resulted in the flooding of hundreds of homes, with bridges that were washed away and dangerous conditions that caused roads to be closed. 8 people lost their lives and at least 3 were reported missing. Police and military helicopters were dispatched to rescue stranded people. Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly offered $10,000 for emergency needs, an amount that could obtain $39,000 in supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Turkey. Conveying her prayers and sympathy, she asked our Native Association members to go help independently or with other organizations. Our gratitude, Turkish government personnel, for your speedy aid to the flood victims. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her ever-caring benevolence. It saddens us to know of lives lost to this tragic event. Wishing all affected a swift return to their fulfilling daily lives, and that our more thoughtful care of the environment helps such turbulence subside.
European Union assists climate-affected African countries. A donation of €53.4 million in humanitarian aid is being made to persons in Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Chad, Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali, and Mauritania. European Union Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid, Carol de Hoogt, stated, "An enormous area stretching from the Sahel to the Horn of Africa has been affected by extreme weather hazards in recent months and indeed years."
The assistance will be implemented through the Red Cross and Red Crescent societies and is intended to help reduce the African people's vulnerability to such global warming-related conditions as floods and drought. Commissioner de Hoogt and European Union, heaven bless your commitment and generosity in bringing comfort to so many in need. Through such meaningful help as yours, may our planet be restored to a harmonious equilibrium shared by brethren worldwide.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Pandemic conditions prevalent in all livestock raising. Over the last decade, as sporadic outbreaks of the deadly bird flu virus began to catch many scientists' attention, close surveillance was maintained of birds on poultry farms. Prominent bird flu expert and microbiologist Dr. Guan Yi of the University of Hong Kong stated that although it wasn't detected until recently, the swine flu virus had likely been circulating for some time throughout pig herds.
We bring more animals together, whether pig or birds, they have more chance to outbreak emerging infection disease, okay? Have a more rising risk effect.
Dr. Guan Yi commented about the further uncertainty of the future path of this pandemic.
If the infection severity is high and high, then it's a big trouble for each country. When you're facing pandemic, every country is the same. Because all whole population globally is lack of enough antibody.
The global toll to date of the swine flu has jumped by 127 cases within 48 hours to 3,529. The world's infected population is many times official totals, ranging in the millions and counting. Nearly 400 of the newest cases are from Europe, with the vast majority being confirmed in Germany. French officials ordered 1 week closure of schools in several regions.
As swine flu cases surge in every province in China, new fatalities have been announced in Hong Kong, Formosa or Taiwan, Ao Lac or Vietnam, and the United Arab Emirates. In Argentina, which has one of the highest infection rates in the world, the death toll increased from 465 to 512 in just 10 days.
We thank Dr. Guan Yi for sharing his informed concern as we pray for all those struggling with the impact of swine flu. May all the afflicted recover as we look forward to a widespread adoption of the safest vegan diet as the ultimate protection from such tragic disease.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com.
Or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Journalist freed in Afghanistan. 24-year-old Perwiz Kambakhsh, a reporter for Afghan Jahan-e-Now Daily, has been released after a 2-year detainment. He was granted presidential pardon, a decision that was welcomed by the France-based press freedom advocacy group Reporters Without Borders. Our hearts are gladdened to know of Mr. Kambakhsh's safe freedom. May he start life anew and be protected in his journalistic duties with Allah's blessings.
Jordan's Queen awards schools. On Tuesday, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan presented representatives from 32 schools across the country with awards for their outstanding efforts to provide wholesome environments through the Health School Certification Program, implemented through the Royal Health Awareness Society. The program's goals include promoting healthy lifestyles on campuses through good nutrition, provision of health services, first aid training, immunizations, physical education classes, and so on. Our appreciation, Your Majesty, for this noble initiative as we join in lauding the school's awardees. May such endeavors bring a future filled with vitality and accomplishment for the students of Jordan.
The intricate serenades of the skylark. Dr. Elodie Briefer from Queen Mary's School of Biological and Chemical Sciences in London, UK, and her colleagues at the University of Paris South have studied the melodies of the skylark and found that it has one of the most complex of bird songs, singing in consecutive sound phrases or syllables, often without repeating them. Every male skylark's song is different, and every bird is capable of singing more than 300 different composite phrases. The study also notes how skylarks in neighboring areas share common syllables in their songs, like a common language dialect, that help distinguish one from another. How fascinating are our beautiful feathered friends! We thank Dr. Elodie Briefer and her colleagues for offering these insights that remind us of the wondrous gifts of the Creator through our animal co-inhabitants.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change and Book Conference in Peru. This coming Saturday, September 12th, the video conference, Global Warming, There is a Solution, will be held in the capital city of Lima. Distinguished guest speakers will include acclaimed physician and radio speaker, Dr. Jose Luis Perez Elbila Barón, Director of the Center of the Studies of Prevention and Studies of Disasters, Gilberto Ramiro Zavalos, Argentine movie star and musician Nicholas Falls, and more.
A question and answer session then features special guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who graciously accepted the invitation to offer wisdom on our current planetary crisis and solutions for climate change.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is also the honored guest of a following event, the book premiere celebration of her number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life, in its Spanish edition. Guest speaker is Ms. Pilar Zenlehi Prakesco, Director of the Amazon Shelter Organization for Animal and Environmental Protection in Peru. Both events will be covered live by Supreme Master Television.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's valued insights in bringing a safer future to our world. May these events serve to further uplift our planet and humans' nobility.
Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's live broadcast from Lima, Peru, this Saturday, September 12th.
The Climate Change Conference, Global Warming, There is a Solution, will start at 5 p.m. local time or 12 a.m. Central European time.
The Spanish edition premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Dogs in My Life will begin at 8:30 p.m. local time or 3:30 a.m. Central European time.
Save Our Planet. Dry monsoon season affecting birds in India. A severely delayed monsoon season, combined with a steady decline in rain for the past 3 years, along with warmer weather, has dramatically impacted food, habitat, and climate conditions needed for birds to maintain their families and populations. In normal situations, Indian forest officials and scientists say that 70% of birds in the region have chicks between July and September.
This year, only 15 to 20% have born babies, and migrating species observed in the region dropped from 140 between 1994 and 2000 to just 15 foreign bird species last year.
Although distressing, we appreciate the Indian scientists' observations about the livelihood of our avian friends. Let us strive in doing all we can to be kinder protectors of the planet and our imperiled co-inhabitants.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained how to raise awareness of these urgent situations to young people who play a key role in ensuring the vibrant future of our world.
You can show how the migrating birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc., etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real lives, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Save our planet. The Scottish Government announces that the country has already reduced greenhouse gas emissions 20% between 1990 and 2007, with plans for a 42% reduction by 2020.
Save our planet. Engineering students in Pune, India, create a quick-moving, pollution-free electric superbike that can recharge in 2 hours and travel 100 kilometers between charges in economy mode.
Hi, I'm Buffo the Bison, a vegan with a car tip. Just in case of an emergency, these are some important items to keep in your vehicle. A first aid kit, a thermal blanket, tools such as pliers, an adjustable wrench, a screwdriver, jumper cables, and a flashlight. You can store them in a secure box in your trunk so they are ready if you need them. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the worldwide weather.
In sustainable energy news, USA companies join to produce alternative fuel from algae. ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics will partner to develop biofuel from photosynthetic algae. Research has shown that as the fastest growing plant in the world, half the algae weight is oil. ExxonMobil stated that algae could generate more than 2,000 gallons of fuel per acre. Our appreciation to ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics for your initiative to preserve our home planet. May we soon see the results of your eco-enterprise to support a sustainable world.
In humanitarian news, Formosan or Taiwanese medical team cares for Tibetans in northwest India. 36 members of the nonprofit Taiwan Route Medical Peace Corps, TRMPC, spent 1 week in Dharamsala providing medical and dentistry services to the local population. The TRMPC's first annual medical mission began in the city in 2000 and has also included Sikkim and Darjeeling. Our heartfelt gratitude to all members of the Taiwan Route Medical Peace Corps for your dedication to the well-being of our fellow citizens. May the peace-loving Tibetan people gain much benefit from your kind assistance. Coming up, a trade fair in Sao Paulo, Brazil, features a vegetarian hall. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. More visionary news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
We are from Palestine. We wish for a peaceful world. Happy anniversary!
I would like to say congratulations on 3 years of programming 24 hours a day to Supreme Master Tel.
Mitchell, happy third anniversary, Supreme Master Television. You do an amazing job. You are changing hearts and minds around the world. You are saving animals. You're educating people. Supreme Master Television rocks. Love you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a caring world. In health news, Sao Paulo, Brazil promotes well-being. Natural Tech, the fifth international trade fair of health food, natural products, and health, featured almost 100 exhibitors visited by 20,000 people. The Vegetarian Hall, which was one of the major attractions, was sponsored by Frankel Fairs, the organizer of the gathering, and the Brazilian Vegetarian Society. Plant-based cooking demonstrations attracted thousands. Kudos planners and participants of Natural Tech for encouraging ways of living that are beneficial to humans, animals, and our planetary home. May all choose to adopt compassionate habits to bring about a peaceful world.
Please join us for a joke told in Setswana, entitled The Teacher.
Morutwe bana, wa bana, wa mingaha ye tete, obe abulela le bana, ba dutse fatshe, ba modikaneditse, gomme a tlosa dikgala setsa matlho a diphumula. Ao wa mogomagatsana Collins. Morutwana a kgotsa. O ka re ga se wena ge o tlosa digalase. Ngwana yo mongwe a re, ke a tshepa gore o bonagala o ka re ga se yena le ge a ntshitse meno.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Master, good day. I am one of your admirers from West Africa, Nigeria. Since I got in contact with your channel and started enjoying your teachings, you have been my life mentor, spiritually and physically. Please, Master, do me the favor to have contact with you, because I know such noble relationship will bring fulfillment in my life. Please grant me this favor. I really long to establish contact with you. Thanks in anticipation of your kind gesture. Dokuba from Nigeria.
Greetings, Dokuba. We're glad to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
Pure Dokuba, you are in my heart. Please share your love with all beings and help inform your peace-loving Nigerian co-citizens that it is necessary to be vegan to save our home planet. We're always together as we look in the same direction. Any help needed, please contact lovewish@godsdirectcontact.org. Love, Ching Hai.
If you have a heartline today, we very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May our world be graced with everlasting peace.
On behalf of USAID, please accept my heartfelt congratulations to Supreme Master Television's third anniversary. Thank you.
I'm John Sally, and I want to say happy third anniversary to Supreme Master TV. Thank you for being a source of knowledge for those who want to go green, for those who are being vegetarians, even vegans, and thank you for the Supreme Master.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, reaffirms his country's readiness for six-party denuclearization talks with North Korea.
The website umhalal.com introduces a search engine that offers Muslims an opportunity to filter contents for search results that are consistent with Islamic law.
Following the initial rescue of 931 passengers from the ferry that sank in southern Philippine waters, rescuers have successfully saved another 28 people.
The UK signs an agreement with the Sri Lankan government to provide support for former combatants, rehabilitation and reintegration.
The United Arab Emirates President, Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and Red Crescent Society donate Ramadan pasta, sugar and dates to 18,000 primarily Somali persons hosted in refugee camps in Yemen.
In Germany, approximately 50,000 citizens participate in a peaceful rally urging the government to stick with an original timetable for phasing out the use of nuclear energy.
Iranian legendary vocalist and musician Shahram Naziri, accompanied by an all-star international ensemble, announces plans to perform a Sound of Peace concert in the US later this year.
Canadian economists note the signs of a recovery through job growth in August 2009, along with business purchases increasing at a pace faster than previously forecast.
The latest survey of South African quality of life reports improvements in school attendance, health services, and access to utilities such as electricity, television, and mobile phones.
Japan's incoming Prime Minister, Yukio Hatoyama, pledges to work toward a nuclear-free world.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.